Hello, you're listening to Twofold, and we're back. It's Thursday at 4:03 p.m. This is Sandy, and we're very happy that we have two guests today. One is Maggie. Welcome back to Vancouver.
Yay!
And then the
Hello,
other
everyone.
Is, hi. And then the other is Lily.
Hello, everyone. Nice
Hi,
to meet
Lily.
You.
Yay! This is Lily's first time on air, right?
Yeah.
How do you like your own voice right now?
It sounds very awkward.
No, you'll get used to it.
Apparently, I have a different voice.
I think everybody
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Oh, is this the...
Yeah, headset? It doesn't work. It's okay.
But can you... So then you can still hear us.
Yes, of course.
So I guess, where should we start? 欢迎收听 Twofold。 那么我们今天又非常非常开心的请到两位我的好朋友，一个是 Maggie。
Hello, 大家好。
然后一个是 Lily。
大家好。
那今天我们主题会 focus 在就是任何有关日本的事物上面，因为 Lily 以前住过，在那个日本住过7年，所以他有很多很多可以跟我们分享的地方。然后我对日本文化也很有兴趣，但是知道的不多，所以希望 Lily 可以跟我们分享一下她之前住在那个日本的一些经验。So the topic today is going to be anything to do with Japan and the life there and everything there, because Lily lived in Japan for 7 years before.
Yeah.
And then we previously introduced Hong Kong? But you share your experience.
Like education and lifestyle-wise.
Yeah, yes. And then I share some of my experience of living in Taiwan and like food and culture there and compare and contrast the differences. So we're hoping to do the same with Lily. And I hope you'll recover soon.
I'll do my best. I don't know everything about Japan, and because when I was living there, I was very young, so I might have forgotten a lot of the things.
How old were you?
I was born there, so from then until when I was 7. So that was a very long time ago.
So if you were born in Japan, are you Japanese?
Or no,
your
because
parents have to be?
It goes by your parents, so yeah.
I think it's the same as in Taiwan, but I'm not too sure now. I think it's the same.
Oh, really? I think in Hong Kong, it's pretty free-for-all.
Free-for-all.
You don't...
Take our citizenship.
You don't really have to follow your parents, because, like, my parents have different nationalities than me. Yeah.
Oh. So each individual...
Multicultural.
Which is good.
Take what you want and leave. Take it and go.
所以日本应该是属人主义，不是属地主义，因为那个他是看你的父母的国籍是什么，所以就算你在日本出生，你也不一定会是日本的公民。
对，没错。
然后那你可不可以讲一下你小时候就是对日本的那种记忆啊，像去学校啊，然后穿的衣服啊什么的，都有没有不一样？
当然我因为没有在中那时候没有在中国长大嘛，所以我没有什么可比较的嘛。但是呢我现在回想想来觉得那边的生活就比较简单一点，就是你每天上学然后上完学回来。当然那是因为我那时候很小嘛，所以什么也干不了。但是呢觉得那个环境也很轻松，很多小孩一块玩什么的。然后上学的时候那个除了上课也还有很多课外的活动。那边的像那种学习的这个教育体制什么的也很就是 well-rounded。他那个不仅是需要教你一些基本的 like 数学 or something， 他会教你其他，就会鼓励你去尝试别的东西。像假如说我们会有上游泳课，所以他就说强迫每个人都要学会游泳不像在中国。就是很多人就不知道怎么游泳，
尤其大了就不敢再游了。
对，没错。所以呢反正再加上在日本也有很多好玩的地方啊，也有很多不同的节日啦，像夏天的时候有那个祭り， 就是 Summer Festival
啊、
所以那个到那时候就很多人就一起去啊、I don't know like 去看看烟花或者那个去
They wear the traditional Japanese
kimono
Yeah that's what's called
Yeah and 所以有很多的玩的可玩的东西
所以听起来就是
挺有趣的吧
对但是玩的方式可能跟其他国家都会有一点点不一样、
嗯、
因为像大家穿着和服在街上走啊什么就在其他地方就看不到了
嗯，
对啊然后我知道他们过年的时候都会吃那种像便当一样的东西然后里面都有很小很小的食物他们的日本的食物都好小
对像新年的时候你会去那个他有很多庙嘛、
嗯、
去那儿那个去拜年
拜拜
对、
哦然后要敲什么、敲那个钟啊还怎么样
对对 对, 对然后呢台湾也很相似嘛就是它
的
很多的文化都是来自日本
或者是中国其实我想我那个我知道更久以前很早以前那个日本曾经要去中国什么进贡就中国那个时候的那个什么朝代就是很有钱还怎么样的所以有很多文化其实是互相交流的所以就会看到很多 similar 的东西
对都很类似、
嗯
但是反正在日本就是更有传统的文化、
嗯、
一直到现在都还
保留了这些传统
现在在中国反正很多差不多传统的地方都现在都已经看不到了、
嗯、
所以呢有一点
很可惜
对有点遗憾
对啊我知道那之前在盖那个什么水坝然后把一些古迹都就盖掉了就没了、
嗯、
对啊所以哎，好可惜啊、
so、sad.
但是可以还是可以去日本看、啊
Have you been to Japan before?
Yeah, I've been to Japan twice. So I guess can you explain a bit about your experience living in Japan when you're younger?
Well, my memories are kind of limited because a lot of stuff I don't remember anymore. But basically, it was I had a lot of fun time、
mm-hmm.
Living there because there were a lot of really fun things、
mm-hmm.
to do.
Yeah.
And when I went to kindergarten, like they had a lot of different activities, such as like, oh, you can grow your own vegetables and then after、
oh.
that you can eat them and then they actually tell us to you know learn how to cut vegetables at a really young age、
mm.
and I feel like the environment is also it feels really safe and really clean like when I was in grade one I went to school I walked to school by myself which you wouldn't be able to do hereRight? Because here there's
illegal.
Be like,
yeah.
Is it illegal?
I think so. It's illegal, yes. But in Japan, it's totally fine. Like, you would just see, like, these kids just walking to school by themselves.
Yeah. So you live in a city called Sendai?
Sendai, yeah.
Sendai. Where is it?
It's in the Tohoku region, so northeastern kind of region.
Oh.
It's the region that was hit by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami.Or the tsunami mostly、
mm-hmm.
But yeah so that was the city where I lived so we had a lot of family friends that lived there and fortunately they were okay during the tsunami but a lot of the dock side area was like completely destroyed so I remember like I、
wow.
used to go there and like my dad would just drive us to the dock around in the evening time、
mm-hmm.
and then we would just likeuse like a fishing net to like get all the crabs and then we would just like catch all these crabs and like bring it home to eat、
mm-hmm.
so it had a lot of the cultural sense to it and
yeah
it was very simple and I really liked it
were you the only Chinese Japanese there or there were a lot of other people from different countries
Okay, yeah, so I didn't really see any, like, foreigners there, and, yeah, like, in my classroom, I was the only one who was Chinese, but at that time, I didn't think myself as a Chinese, because,、
mm-hmm.
you know, I spoke Japanese,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
People didn't really find
any
difference.
Did you use a Japanese name there?
Yeah, I had
a Japanese name.
Yeah, what's your Japanese name?
My full name is Kaku Yo. So Kaku is my last name. So my surname.
Kaku?
Yeah.
So Go. Is that the same as Go?
Yes.
Kaku. And then, you should teach us some Japanese.
Yeah.
I'm just so random. Keep going, Lily. Sorry for bothering.
No, it's all right. Did I write anything particular? No.
About your name?
No.
Let's take a short break, and then Lily has shared with us one of the really famous anime song of all time. Can you talk a little bit about name, title?
So the song is called Zankoku na Tenshi no Teize.
Wow.
In the English translation is A Cruel Angel's Thesis. It's an opening theme used in this anime called Neon Genesis Evangelion, which is an anime that was very popular in Japan. It was released in around 1995, I believe. Uh-huh. And basically this anime basically set a milestone in modern anime. So
wow.
So the whole plot and the whole different kind of usage of characters has now been commonly used in many of the following animes.
Mm.
So this anime is basically a very it's an anime that almost everybody knows about, and in Japan it's still very popular even though it has been over 10 years old or almost 10 years. Yeah.
So this song
over 10 years, sorry.
No problem. Thank you so much. So this song is called 叫做日文再讲一次我们要为大家播一首非常非常有名的日本
anime
漫画
anime
漫画吗？中文动漫吗？还是漫画？还是
它一开始是漫画，然后呢最后后来变成动漫。
但这个时候就十年前的这个是漫画
没有动漫是1995年出的。
哦，那这首歌是哪一年？
1995年。
哦，所以这个是动漫。
这首歌是用在动漫的
一个动漫的卡
的 theme song
主题曲。
Never trying to understand theme song. Come on, 主题曲。
Yeah, 对，这首这个是那个动漫的主题曲啊。它叫《残酷的天使》纲领 something like that。
哦。好想看现在来听听看好了残酷な天使のように少年よ神話になれ青い風が今胸のドアを叩いても私だけをただ見つめて微笑んでるあなたそっと触れるもの求めることに夢中で運命さえまだ知らない
と眠ってる私の愛のゆりかごあなただけが夢の使者に呼ばれる朝が来る細い首筋を月明かりが映してる世界中の時を止めて閉じ込めたいけどもしも二人会えたことに意味があるなら私はそう自由を知るため
Base. Join the new release party. On March 28th, enjoy breakfast with free coffee followed by UBC Bhangra, Poetry Slam, the Thunderbird Dance Team, Missy D and Lady Jams, and UBC Acapella. On March 29th, enjoy music, giant games, face painting, balloon twisting, and kids authors. There will be free food throughout both days, prizes, giveaways, and discounts. Take part in MEC's spin class, backpacking talk, and run clinics for free.The first 50 guests receive a $20 gift card on March 28th, and the first 20 customers receive a $10 gift card on March 29th. For more information, go to bookstore.ubc.ca, and don't forget to book the date.
Are you ready for one of UBC's most iconic experiences? On March 23rd, swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall. This is one event that every UBC student needs to experience.Participate as a competitive or just for fun team, or challenge yourself to do the whole course on your own as an iron person. To register, go online to the UBC Rec website before March 13th and check out Storm the Wall. Don't miss your chance to be a part of UBC's longest standing campus tradition.
So we're back to FM 101.9. 正在收听的是101.9 FM. 那我们现在有 Lily.然后还有 Maggie， 然后 Lily 正在给我们介绍任何有关就是日本的一些事情，然后他就特别提到说，就是有一个部分他特别想要讲，就是跟食物有关的。那
we're excited too.
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah. That what's your favorite food, Lily?
Well, I have a whole bunch of favorite food. So obviously the one I really like is sushi.But I also like ramen, soba, and sukiyaki.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people when it comes to Japanese food, they just think about sushi, but yeah. There's actually a whole variety of other kind of, you know, delicious food that a lot of people don't really know about. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to share a little bit of that.
I heard sushi is actually pretty expensive in Japan, right?
No, outside of Japan, too. I think it was really expensive in Europe. Somebody said it was really expensive in, was it Ukraine or somewhere?
I don't remember.
Wherever it's scarce, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But is it expensive in Japan, though? Because, like, since sushi is sort of like a typical Japanese food,
I think
food,
everything
right?
is kind of expensive compared to, you know, places like here.
Yeah, exactly. So in Japan, obviously, there's a whole range of, you know, different kind of sushi from the, you know, the really cheap kind. It's almost like fast food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a fast food, like, sushi chain. Obviously, that's, you know, really, really cheap.
Yeah.
But if you really want to go to those fancy, you know, fancy, like, high class kind of restaurant, then, like, one person can spend about $300 for
Canadian dollars?
Yeah, Canadian dollars for a meal of sushi.
How often do people go there? I hope once a year max.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about this really, 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 really high quality sushi restaurant that has this really high pricing, and people go there because they wanted to know what $300 sushi tastes like. Mm-hmm.
Takes like money burning in the account. I actually have been to a vegan Japanese place in downtown LA, and it was fantastic. It was probably the best Japanese food I've ever had, but I'm not sure if it's like a modification of the real Japanese food, as I know that food, once they got exported to other country, usually mutated to a different taste.
Mutated?
There's a...
Megan shooking her head.
I was like, mutated? That's the
wrong word in a biology major.
Well, obviously, whoever made it had added their own creativity onto it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So usually in Japan, the food is very fresh, especially seafood there. So if you just even compare, like, say, tuna between Japan and here, and you will see the difference, because not just, you know, this different kind of tuna, obviously, mm-hmm. but also the quality of tuna, it's different, because over there they probably just, you know, caught the fish like on the morning of, right? And the way they prepared was somehow just made it taste
different, right?
Yeah, it's very different.
So if anybody living in Vancouver wants to taste the closest possible taste of Japan's food, which restaurant would you recommend?
The most authentic.
Thank you.
Well, you get me.
Yeah.
Well, first you would have to go to those restaurants that are actually like owned by Japanese people.
Oh yeah, a lot of Japanese restaurants are owned by Chinese mm-hmm, people.
Yeah.
Or Korean.
Especially in Richmond.
Oh
right?
Yeah, or Korean. Yeah.
But the thing is, I feel like it's not that much of a difference.
Sucks anyways.
if you're comparing in terms of like the kind of sushi, because here you're only limited by a very select few kind of sushi, like fish choices, whereas in Japan there's a lot more different variety.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's those different variety that also
that
stands
makes a
out
difference.
As well. But obviously, if you go to like those really expensive restaurants in Vancouver, there is a difference. I just didn't really go there myself because I didn't want to burn money.
Yeah. Okay, so we still have hope for people living in Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there.
We just have to look around.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there are restaurants out there that have really high quality sushi.
We should mm-hmm. all go try it someday.
Yeah. 所以 Lily 最喜欢的日本食物是
寿司, 然后呢, 我也喜欢吃拉面, 还有荞麦面, yeah.
那个你说寿司在日本, 还有其他的日本食物, 在日本其实吃起来, 就是味道很, 跟其他国家吃到的很不一样, 对不对?
对, 因为在日本,
新鲜度也不一样。
对, 因为在日本主要就是很新鲜, 所有的海产品都非常新鲜, 就是当天都打上来的, 然后, 你吃起来, 一吃就能尝出来, 哦, 新鲜感真的是很不一样。 再加上他做的什么色香味都特别好，所以感觉跟在这里很感觉就完全不一样。所以
小时候有那个上课的时候，老师有没有教你们做菜啊，或者什么样子吗？
做菜还没有讲的，
没有
还太
小
了。
说不定要 train train， 就叫你家小孩煮饭给你吃，多好！
我也想啊。
Oh, you're so good. That's you cook for me.
Cook every day. That's your job now.
但是你妈妈有学那些传统日本食物的做法？
她在日本没有，因为在日本店呢，很多都是就假如说你要是在一个 餐厅里打工的话，如果你不是跟这个餐厅的这个老板有关系的话，就是没有什么亲戚关系之类的，他们都不会告诉你怎么做，因为这都是有那种有秘方在里面，所以呢他们一般都不会透露给外人。但是呢我妈妈到来到加拿大之后呢，她在一个日本餐厅有那个工作有工作一段啊，所以呢
她到这边学的，
她在这边就开始学了
对啊
因为在这儿就比较那个宽松一点嘛，因为 it's Canada
所以你们家还常常吃那个日式食物吗？
对，我在家里经常像咖喱什么的，咖喱也是日本，
咖喱也是日本吧？
可能味道又不一样了，跟那个
日式咖喱
、哦，日式咖喱很好吃哎、欸！我也记得我妈也会弄那个东西，
泰国的也很好吃的，
泰国也很好吃、
泰国的咖喱
我知道有绿的，然后
有绿的，然后有白的，有红的，very very colorful 。
像我在家里，假如说一个人的话，我要是自己做饭的时候，我也常常会做一些日本料理。假如说啊，味噌汤什么简单一点的
，miso soup
呀，什么
translate
有荞麦面什么的，这都很简单。所以，
既然 Lily 觉得很简单，那我们就改天都一起去他家吃最当地的日本料理。
他住得很远的，
真的吗？
我去过他家，
很远哦。
我觉得
为了好吃的食物，应该还是值得吧。
好啊，一起去吧，
欢迎你们了。
We just invite ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Because we're on air, so she has to say yes.
Yeah, she has to say yes.
然后 Lily 就说：“哎，我搬家了。
”我还有一次有做过那个叫什么章鱼烧就是
Takoyaki
Maggie 上次有吃过吧？
有啊有啊，也有帮手一点的。
你有帮手？
你
帮忙买还帮忙吃？
当然是帮忙
做呢。
对， Maggie 也会做饭嘛，因为她
一点
在家的，
对啊，每一天都要煮。好惨哦，
弟弟快点学煮饭吧。
但是他不会做日本料理。
对呀，
所以要请 Lily 住一家。
Lily teacher，
Lily 就可以吃。然后 Lily 在这边他有那个 cover 了其中一首歌，因为他声音也很好听，我之前听过，所以这首歌叫做 Ruisen
叫 Ruisen
Ruisen
英文名字叫 Tear Gland， 中文名字叫泪腺。
泪腺听起来好像还蛮医学的，
泪腺。
等一下我看一下，那这首歌是什么？就是什么东西
？What's the theme of the song?
Cruel Angel.
What's a cruel angel?
Cruel Angel thesis.
So this song is basically about. It also came from an anime, but this anime came from a game. So the game is called Sengoku Basara. So Sengoku is appeared in Japan's historical period. During there was like a lot of war happening and all the different samurais appearing during that time. So this game is basically a game that's set in that kind of setting. And then the game basically got really popular. So then they said, okay, why don't we make an anime out of this? So they did. And then one of my favorite singer, her name is Chiaki Ishikawa. So she basically made, composed and sang for this song.
So talented.
And yeah, she's an artist. So because I really like her, I listen to like a lot of her songs, and this song is one of my favorites. So that's why I decided to sing a cover for it. So the meaning behind this song, I don't really know like line by line, but it's generally about like, you know, the emotion of those wartime heroes during that time, like, you know, the tragedy they had to deal with and all the battles and all the violence that occurred. Yeah. It's basically a sad song.
Okay, so we'll listen to it, and then after this song we'll play another song. It's called Girl on Grid. It's by Lindsay May in her most recent album called Girl on Grid.
なたの背中に羽を見る槍の先に宿るものとは悲しいほど無縁のものでしょうあなたの役目は他にあったはず穏やかな川も流れてわずかばかりの白波が立つもはや祈ることしか許されないいっそここで地派手で欲しい
Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
Quite well, thank you.
Good. Do you remember that ruckus around campus with the lights and the pedals last year?
Oh, you mean the UBC Bike Rave?
Oh, yes. What exactly is a UBC Bike Rave?
Well, it's a mobile celebration of music and lights.
Really? And how is it going to be different than last year?
Well, on March 21st, we'll have more lights and faster bikes.
Sounds interesting. Where can I find more information?
Check out the Facebook page at UBC Bike Rave 2.0 and our website at ubcbikerave.com.
That sounds excellent. I will bring my helmet and my penny father.
Well, I'll bring my father's penny father.
Well, I'll bring U-Town.
I'll bring UBC Rec.
I'll bring the calendar.
All right, then. Good show!
The grit yet. You treat me mean and think I'll forget. Do this, say that, act this way. Dark words, agendas, your games. I'm wondering if you've seen the grit yet.
Nice two songs. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Lily, for sharing with us.
No problem.
She's like, just like a pro singer. Because I was listening to it. It's like, oh, what's the difference between
a real singer?
Yeah,
and
a real
Lily.
Singer. Her voice, right? So you should do like a. Do you compose your own songs and stuff like that?
No, but that's a skill that I really want to, yeah. You know, learn and be able to grow.
Yeah.
If I'm not in school, I would totally do that right now.
Yeah. So you bought a mic too, right?
Yeah, I
Which
bought a mic.
Which one did you buy?
I just bought a really cheap one because I didn't have, like, a lot of money at the time. Oh. But hopefully when I have more money, I'll
the
buy a better
mic. The
sound
is still decent. It's good.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's better than the laptop mic, which is, like, oh. Crappy.
Yeah, I tried to use them. It was like, I'm going to use the word mutated again. Mutated voice. I think
think Maggie's head is gonna explode after this session.
I was like, mutated,
stop
what?
Using mutated.
But yeah, the emphasis is not really the mic quality, but also like
your
the way your voice, how you sing is also key. If you don't really know how to, you know, use your voice and how to sing properly, exactly, it will still sound really crappy no matter how good your mic is.
But I still think that a good equipment will help
for sure.
When I have more money, I think I'm gonna buy like a keyboard or something.
Yeah, but definitely.
Yeah, I heard the good ones are super expensive though. The ones that tracks almost everything.
So it really depends what you're using the keyboard for. Are you going to be just playing it for
composing
fun? Or are
music.
Are you actually going to use it for professional purposes, right?
Professional purposes. Let's talk about anime.
Yeah, so I heard that you're really into anime, and I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more and introduce us to the world of anime.
I watch anime.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody has watched anime at some point. When I was in Japan, there were anime airing on TV all the time, so I just watched whatever it was aired, right? And at that time, that was like, what, 1998 or something? The really popular animes were like Doraemon.
Oh,
and like,
I love it.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
And like Pokemon. And then like.
That's anime. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
It's popular
but,
amongst guys.
Yeah, but yeah. A lot of my classmates were playing, and then they memorized all the characters. Like all the. I don't know.
Pokemon?
Evolution
Pokemon
of
names.
Each of the.
Oh,
animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pokemon.
Yeah, each of the Pokemon.
yeah, I don't watch that anymore, obviously, because I've grown out of them. But obviously, they're different kind of anime that's suited for different age groups. Mm-hmm. I think as I got a little bit older, like when I was like 10 or something, I started watching Conan.
That's my favorite one, too!
Detective Conan, which is
I'm
about...
Scared of that.
Which is basically about like murder,
they
mysteries
They have it in Chinese, too.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Conan.
It's a pretty good anime. I still watch it even now, even though I sort of don't take it as seriously as as before.
Yeah.
And I'm not as scared.
Yeah.
But definitely there are a lot of good animes suitable even for adults. A lot of adults still watch anime. Like some of the really good ones, like Death Note, and even for example, the really most popular one right now is called Attack on Titan.
I think I've heard about it.
It's currently the most popular anime in Japan.
Wow!
Oh,
I don't know about it. I feel so outdated.
It's okay.
So what the anime is about is it describes a world that contained these creatures called Titans or giants. They're like huge, and what they do is they basically just eat humans.
Oh.
And so humans built these kind of giant walls around where they live to protect against themselves. However, one day, which the story took place, is one Titan actually, you know, destroyed a part of the wall, so the wall is now compromised, and so like, and they threatened humanity's existence. So basically the story revolves on this protagonist who's like a guy, and then his mother got killed in the process, and then he wants to take revenge on the Titans. And so the anime basically follows that.
Is it based on a comic or something? Because I've heard
From
someone.
Most animes did start off with manga, and then later it became anime series. But don't read the manga, watch the anime. The anime is so much better.
所以你可以介绍一下小时候你看过的一些漫画啦，或者是卡通啊。
对，我小时候我特别喜欢看哆啦 A 梦。
耶
耶，噔噔噔噔噔噔噔
噔。我也然后长大以后，我开始喜欢看柯南，名侦探柯南。因为我现在就感觉他那里面
只是卡通了，
对，不是很血腥，
没有那么恐怖了，
没有那么恐怖。
我小时候都不敢看，因为每一集都会死一个人啊，至少 然后他就要看说那个人到底怎么死的，然后就很恐怖，就觉得很恐怖。
对，我也不知道为什么很多小孩都爱看。
对啊，好奇怪哦。
Is it for adults or for kids?
I think it's for kids.
It's for kids? Wow.
So, 因为他前几年在加拿大还那个试图播放这个名侦探柯南，但是后来被那个屏蔽掉了。
为什么？
因为说不适合小孩嘛，所以呢他就得要换到那个就是给那个成年人看的 channel 和时间，所以呢他的那个收视率就非常非常低，然后最后呢就决定不放了。呀。然后呢现在呢在日本特别流行的一个动漫叫进击的巨人，就描述一个世界就有巨人的存在，这些巨人呢他们唯一的目的就是要吃这些人类，然后呢导致这个人类呢的怎么说呢的生存受到威胁，所以呢这个故事就是描述一个男主人公，他的妈妈被受害了，所以呢，他为了要那个
报仇
，所以呢，去练习成为那种 like 那些I don't know
杀那些巨人的人
，Yeah，
消灭他们的人。
I forgot the name， but yeah 。
怎么讲都不对。
It's like, no, Sandy, no.
No, no, I'm kidding. 所以你有看吗？那个卡通，那个
我有看啊，它第一季已经放完了，所以呢，第一季只有25集，然后25集一下都看完了，然后现在呢在等第二季开始，第二季不知道什么时候播放吧，我也在追那个漫画，所以那个漫画一直在继续着。
但你跟我们说不要看漫画，直接看那个
动
漫，
主要是因为漫画的画风不是很漂亮，比较粗糙一点，因为那个画家他的风格就是那样，
就是这样，
所以呢，但是动漫呢，就他用的是那种最那个现代的一个这些高科技的一些东西，所以呢，他都画的都非常
比较真实的感觉。
也不算真实，但是非常非常漂亮。
No,
no, 竟然被打了好多枪啊！开玩笑的。好，那你可不可以介绍一下你接下来那个另外一首你的 cover？
哦，行，我另外一个首叫《不完全燃烧》，干真嫩秀。
They're all sad songs.
不完全燃烧听起来像什么脂肪，然后
这个不 sad，
运动的那个脂肪在燃烧，不完全。
这个名字就跟这首歌一样，你听完一遍就感觉哦，我还没有听懂。
对，是很活泼的那种曲风。
我没有听懂，我再听一遍，所以这样反反复复的听，然后呢，你就会感觉哦，原来它这个旋律就是很 catchy， 然后呢，就是说就是所以为什么我 I made a cover out of this， 就是因为这首歌呢，就是it's one of my it's one of Chiaki Ishikawa's like most popular song， I think she got an award based on this song from iTunes or something、
uh-huh.
and then so this also came from another anime， it's called Kamisama Dolls， and this anime is also a robot anime andit's a really strange anime. I didn't really like it personally.
But you like the song.
Yes. It's all about
that
the
happens.
song. But yeah, I can't really describe the song in more detail, so you would have to listen to it to find out.
Okay, so this one is another cover by Lily, and could you repeat the title of the song for us again?
Yeah, the song's called Fukanzen Nenshou.
I'm not gonna repeat that. 不完全燃烧なんだろうそうなんだろうそうなんだろうで操縦不可能なんだろうドバレしだろう壊れないんだろう開封されてく感情一体何の前夜祭なんだって崩壊寸前なんだろう止まれないんだろう泣きていいんだろう
がなくて窓に残される窓抜けた顔に嫌悪をするばかり飲みかけのペットボトル丸ぬい水が手腐れかけてた頭の中まで追い打ちかける運命よりも緩みに立ちたいのにもう完全燃焼なんだよこのセッションは最初から僕に主導権なんてなくて偏見自在に見えるだろう操縦不可能なんだよ理想界に今日の力を可能性と音だけを決めてくれ決めてくれ大切な人をきっと守ってたはずの罪の目が泣いた誰に責められたわけでもないのに横道にそれた神何にもっと理由が欲しいよ不難にやってく術も知らなくてどこで笑ってもまるで抜け殻だと言われてもう完全燃焼なんだよ意思表示なら手短に割れようプロセスとかつまずみも挨拶かされてるみたいだ崩壊寸前なんだろ厄介者と呼ばれたらむしろ褒め言葉より最大のディフェンスだディフェンスだ最初から僕に主導権なんてなくて変幻自在に見えるだろう操縦不可能なんだよ理想界に今日放つ力を可能性と音だけを決めてくれ不完全燃焼なんだろうそうなんだろうそうなんだろうで操縦不可能なんだろうそうなんだろうそうなんだろう開封されてく感情そうなんだろうそうなんだろうで崩壊寸前なんだろう決めてくれやめてくれ。
It was a fantastic cover. Thank you, Lily, for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you for playing.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you have like a website or anything that you wanted to share with
others? No, but I have a YouTube channel you can go on. I think my username is Detective Guo, so you can search for that.
Okay.
And then you can basically find my covers there.
Yeah. Okay, people, go check her out right now.
Take out your cell phone.
对，谢谢 Lily 跟我们分享了。我还是不会念那首歌的 title 了。
哪首歌？不完全燃烧。
对啊，不完全燃烧。所以讲一种语言就够了，是吗？那最后我们用剩下来的三四分钟可不可以教我们一点日文好吗
我想学 How are you? How do you say that?
How are you? 叫お元気ですか
お元気ですか
お元気ですか Oh, sounds so cute
还有什么
How do you reply then? If someone asks you how are you And you're like I am fine
Okay
okay.
So, yeah, you usually say like genki desu.
Genki desu.
Yeah. What else?
I forgot already.
How are you? Oh, genki desu ka?
Another question.
Yeah, that.
Really?
What?
Oh.
So anything with a ka at the end is a question.
And then that's a question. Oh.
And then ka in Taiwanese means a jiao.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, anyways, what else do you want to learn?
I like you.
Daisuki desu.
Yeah, that's right.
See, Sandy, even I know.
Sandy, you should ask something harder.
You can go ahead.
Sandy's an expert too.
Oh yeah.
No, I used to watch a lot of Japanese dramas when I was younger, and it was almost like I would watch it until like 4 a.m. in the morning. Show. I don't know why.
Why'd you stop?
Why did I think I got old.
My body can't afford staying up all night.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. What else should we learn? I hope you have a good day.
I hope you have a good day.
Or just have a good day.
Yeah, I'll, like, have a
do
good
they,
day.
Do they say it?
Because no.
I know in Taiwan,
see you next week. Oh, see you next week.
See you next
mata
week.
Mata laishu.
Mata laishu.
You can say
what? You can say it. Maggie's using her eyes
you
to say
it?
You say it. You say it.
Mata laishu.
Mata laishu.
Like, I'll see you next week.
Oh, that's
mata
it?
Laishu?
Yeah.
Oh, mata laishu.
Mata laishu. Yeah.
So, we should say that in Japanese from now on, because it's easier, it's shorter, and faster.
Faster than see you next week.
Yeah, and then nobody would understand.
Yeah, they're like, what?
Mata laishu.
These people are high.
You're using that term again. Do you want to learn that in Japanese?
What? The hi? How do you say hi in Japanese?
Say happy.
I am hi, I am happy.
hi? I don't really know.
How about happy?
Happy.
Is it not really?
So it's kind of like Christmas where they say Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah,
I think
chocolate.
You can get by with a lot of English words, basically. Yeah.
So how do you say I'm happy? Happiness.
I was gonna say German.
Yay!
What is it?
I should have taken a Japanese class.
What is it? What is it?
Happiness.
Happiness.
I wonder if we'll survive in Japan.
Oh my god!
I think basically, if you order in English, they'll understand, right?
We just point. You just point to the menu. That's how we order in Germany too.
Oh, that's true.
But the thing is, a lot of Japanese people have a terrible, you know, accent. So their English is like, it's a lot of time you can't really understand it.
Mm. It takes time for us to practice too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
but then they're particularly known for having like an accent.
Oh,
they're so, best known of.
So like, especially in songs, when a lot of these Japanese artists try to like mix English words in, but then when they sing it, they have that accent, so it makes it sound like really terrible. So then at first it's just like an English word, and then when you listen to it,
it sounds like a Japanese word.
It sounds like not that English word. It sounds like a completely different word. And then when you see the lyrics, you're like, that's what they're saying. What? Like when I was like trying to like, you know, read all these different lyrics during covers, I'm just like, oh my god, like like, so this word is what they're trying to say, so it's like just facepalm all the time.
But I guess a lot of times accent sounds kind of cute because I mean, when you understand them, when you can understand what the meaning is, and then you have a little accent, that's fine. So thank you so much for coming to the show, Lily and Maggie.
Yeah, thanks for inviting
thanks
me, Sandy.
谢谢 Lily， 然后谢谢 Maggie， 然后希望大家的过去这一小时都过得很开心，然后未来的很多个一小时都过得很开心。
谢谢 Sandy 邀请我到这个24这个 team 这个 radio show。
谢谢 Lily， 好好玩哦。希望我们能有更多时间认识一下日本，因为我觉得今天还有很多东西还没有讲到。那我们就先在这边到一个段落，那跟大家说拜拜，然后 Stay with us at CITR FM 101.9 Seymour is coming with us.
Okay.
拜拜
拜拜拜拜。